Say, Johnny, I just saw Uncle Olaf, and for once, he wasn't doing any talking.
Yes, that's right, Walter. Uncle Olaf's best friend's in town. You know, he wants Uncle Olaf to go on a hunting trip with him to darkest Africa.
Well, doesn't Uncle Olaf want to go?
I don't know, but last night I was trying to persuade him. Uncle Olaf, I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if you came back with some fierce-looking prehistoric monster?
And what did Uncle Olaf reply, Johnny?
He says,
no, not me. I'm going to marry for love.
It's fun time across the nation. Yes, if you have some chore to do, some work to attend to, some job that needs completing, you'll do it all the better and enjoy it all the more after listening to today's gay edition of Ladies Be Seated.
Ladies Be Seated.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Herlihy welcoming you to another of your favorite afternoon radio parties, sent to you each weekday at this time from New York. Yes, it's time for the ladies to be seated and for the gentlemen to join in our festival of fun. And to start our party, we bring you now a man of the world, a gentleman who has been on every street but Brad Street and who'll never get there because he laughs at money and pays money for laughs. And here he is, Johnny Olsen.
Thank you, Walter Herlihy. This is Johnny Olsen, sending greetings to the men in the street, the housewife at home, and advising all our friends everywhere that putting a smile on your face is right up my alley. And we're going to try to prove it with today's gay edition of Ladies Be Seated. So, Walter, come on over here and let's get the party started.
Oh, a very pretty young lady, Johnny. Miss Lee Clark from Larchmont, New York.
How do you do, Miss Lee Clark from Larchmont, New York? Very happy to have you with us at Ladies Be Seated today.
Thank you.
Heard our program before, have you?
Yes, I have.
Thank you very, very much. You have every chance to get this far.
Every opportunity.
I'm glad she said that. No coaching from the audience, please. Oh, Miss Clark, it's so nice to have you young ladies in here. Every day, you know, we join here at Radio City and have a lot of fun. So many nice people drop in to see us from all over the country. And you said that you were from Larchmont. Why can't I say Larchmont? Larchmont, New Jersey.
New York.
New York. See, I'm already getting mixed up here today. I guess it's you that's sort of throwing me off here.
Could be.
Yeah, I better stick to the script. Well, Miss Clark, one habit that everyone indulges in is that day of dreaming. But while it's very nice to build castles in Spain, it's also very important to be able to snap out of it at a moment's notice. So today we want to test your ability to change from a dreamer to a woman of action. George Henninger at the organ is going to play Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. And while he's playing it, you and I will engage in a bit of idle conversation. However, the moment the music stops, you're to stop your conversation with me and immediately start singing that song beginning at the point where the music stopped. And then the moment the music is resumed, you will stop singing and engage in conversation with me again. You are to continue talking while the music plays and singing the moment it stops until the song is completed. Confusing, isn't it? Well, we're all set on all the instructions now. Let's see how well you can turn from dreaming to action. All right, on with the music. By the way, Miss Clark, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a twin sister.
Twin sisters, uh-huh. And you have no brothers at all?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Where do you generally do your washing? Where do you generally do your washing? That's a good place to do it. All right, George, go ahead some more music. You said that you had a boyfriend, Miss Clark?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He's on high seas, coming home.
If someone told you that you were about to inherit $1 million, what would you say?
Meet me in sweet dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland.
All right, George, you're doing fine. Uh-huh. You told me that you listen to Ladies Be Seated almost every day, Miss Clark.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that because nice people like you come in and join our party. It's a lot of fun. Suppose you were at home reading and the lights went out. How would you call to your boyfriend?
Come with the love light gleaming.
I'm sure he would. All right, George. And what is your favorite color, Miss Clark?
Blue.
Blue, uh-huh. Suppose you had a chance to meet Frank Sinatra. What would you say?
There let my dreams come true.
All right. Yes. salutation trip between Dreamland and Funland, Miss Clark, but you showed that even while you were dreaming up in the clouds, you had your feet on the ground and your ear pointed to the organ. For that amusing bit of song and chatter, we're awarding you a gift for your home. You're going to get married one of these days, aren't you?
I reckon so.
Just as soon as he gets back home.
That's nervous.
It's going to be all right. We're awarding you a gift for your home. 6 individual-sized ovenware casseroles to bake or cook in to add to your collection of kitchenware for that happy honeymoon. And thanks for an act about dreams that turned out to be a dream of an act.
Well, now, Johnny, we'd like to present Lieutenant Mrs. Albert Levy of Wolfville, Nova Scotia.
Well, what do you know? Lieutenant, just to be sure that I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, will you say it for us on the microphone?
Levy.
Your last name is Levy, right? And the town is Wolfnilly?
Wolfville, Nova Scotia.
That's what I wanted to get. That's what had me confused. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. We're sure glad you dropped in to join our party. You know, when Shakespeare spoke of the 7 ages of man, he overlooked one thing. He failed to note that during one of these ages, man develops a new and peculiar language. That age is the age of youth, and the language spoken is identified with that stage known as puppy love. By the way, how long have you folks been married?
6 days.
6 days. Puppy love, uh-huh. Well, today we'd like you two to show us how two people affected by puppy love should speak. Now, I'm going to read a dialogue of a love scene between you. And after I read each line, each of you in turn will repeat the lines just like two puppies barking the words I've just read and mimicking me in the voices of two puppies. Now, let's hear how a puppy love scene really should sound. Now, I'll read the lines, and then you mimic. You get the idea? You're going to be first, sir. Whose little honey bunch is ooh? All right, fine. I's your itty-bitty honey bunch. And does honey bunch love Bubsy Wubsy? Honey Bunch is just ducky wucky about Bubsy Wubsy. Does Honey Bunch miss Bubsy Wubsy when he's gone? Does Bubsy Wubsy dream of Honey Bunch all the time? Will Honey Bunch give Bubsy Wubsy a teeny weeny kiss? Honey Bunch thinks Bubsy Wubsy is a sweet baby wavy. Here's a kiss for you. Well, they say that after puppy love comes marriage and then the doghouse, and you'll find out, Lieutenant. Well, that love scene you gave us is a blue ribbon winner, and for a romantic episode of an unusual type, we're awarding you first a gift for your home, a pair of lovely crystal candle holders, and I mean they are really lovely, and for your personal pleasure, a box of Shearer than Shear Mojud hosiery for you, Mrs. Levy, and for you, sir, a fine Sterncrest Sterling pipe. And thanks for a doggone good performance.
Now, Johnny, it's time to meet Mr. and Mrs. Earl Friedman of Toronto, Ontario, and three lovely girls.
And three lovely girls. Mr. and Mrs. Friedman, step aside, please, while we introduce our three lovely young ladies. Right over here, if you will, please. 1, 2, 3. Let's have your hometown first of all, please.
Toronto, Canada.
And what is your name?
Virginia Cannon.
Virginia, nice to have you with us today. And this young lady is from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, and your name?
Mary Myers.
All right, Mary. And here we have a blonde. Where are you from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Shona. Blue eyes. And what's your name?
Mrs. Sybil Forrest.
Now make up your mind. Is Mrs. Sybil Forrest?
Mrs.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Good to have you with us today. We have three very lovely ladies up here. Mr. Friedman, nice to have you here, too. Oh, golly, you know, man's behavior is dictated by certain rules of conduct. Books of etiquette tell us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So today we're going to reenact a very common and everyday scene from life, which will be a sort of a play on manners. It seems that you, Mrs. Friedman, are entertaining these three charming ladies at your home for the first time. It also seems that you, Mr. Friedman, have just come home from work and are surprised to find these lovely ladies at your home. You've never met them before, so you rush upstairs and tidy up, brush your hair, what you have of it, fix your tie, and very nonchalantly walk into the living room where the ladies are being entertained by your wife. Now, Mrs. Friedman, will you show us just how you, as a gracious hostess, would introduce your husband to these ladies? Go right ahead.
Mrs. Myers, may I present my husband, Earl? My husband, Earl, is always so interested in my club work and encourages me in everything I do.
Uh-huh. How do you do?
I'd like you to meet my husband. Earl just doesn't look as attractive as usual, but he's such a hard worker, and when he returns from work, he's a bit tired.
Uh-huh. Mr. Friedman, how do you do?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Mrs. Forrest, this is my husband. And don't take advantage of his good nature, because he's always so considerate about the welfare of his guests.
Glad to meet you.
Well, say, you certainly know your etiquette, Mrs. Friedman. That was quite proper and formal. But we're told that the paramount issue in life is truth. Yes, the paramount issue in life is truth, so now we would like truth to take the place of etiquette. And this time we'd like you to show us how you would introduce your husband to these ladies if you really spoke what was on your mind at the moment. I mean, just throw etiquette right out the window here. Let's hear a real, truthful introduction of your husband to these three lovely girls.
Mrs. Myers, I want you to meet my husband.
Get mad.
You might just as well, because if I don't, he'll introduce himself. He's the worst wolf in the neighborhood.
Woo!
All right.
This is my husband, Mrs. Cannon, and don't let that smile of his fool you. When he gets back from work, he's the crankiest person you ever met.
All right, go ahead, Mrs. Friedman.
Mrs. Forrest, this gentleman happens to be my husband. You wouldn't think so, the way he neglects me. He wouldn't be home tonight except that he's broke.
Gosh, he's fascinating, isn't he, girls?
What did you say, Mrs. Forrest?
Gosh, he's fascinating, isn't he, girls?
He is that, all right! Well, it all goes to show, Mrs. Friedman, that you can't win and you never can tell in what manner a woman will react when it comes to a question of manners. Have you ever had that happen to you, Mr. Friedman, where you've come home like that and she's introduced you to some of the neighbors or some new people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And have you always reacted that way? I mean, has she given the other side of the picture, too, once in a while?
Both.
Huh?
Both that.
You're a little nervous today, aren't you?
I don't.
Huh? Well, these four ladies around here, I don't blame it, because they are all very nice looking. How long have you been married, Mr. Friedman?
11 years. 11
years. Uh-huh. Well, then I imagine there have been occasions when Mrs. Friedman has felt like that. But for helping us portray our own chapter from Emily of Post, we're awarding each of you ladies a beautiful hand-painted wooden tray from Old Mexico, for which you'll find many uses around the home. Penny show those. They are so pretty, aren't they, Mr. Friedman? They are that. And we have a gift for you, too, for just sort of standing by up here and taking all that abuse. We would like you to have this sterling bill clip, to which is clipped a $5 bill. And thanks for a design for living that was designed for laughing. Thank you, folks. I want to take just a moment to thank you, ladies and gentlemen out there, for the very fine comments you've been sending in on our program. And I especially want to thank those of you who wrote to me and told me what a pleasure it was to hear my father the day we had him on the broadcast out in Sioux City, Iowa. It was quite a treat, as you remember. Dad dropped down from Minnesota. We put him on the air. We didn't tell who he was until we were all through with the interview. But you folks have been very kind to write to us about it, and I'm forwarding all that mail on to Dad, and I know he'll enjoy it. Well, it's time for our song of the week now, and darn it, we got a good song to sing this week dedicated to all the boys and girls. It's called School Days. So just sort of get your mind to thinking of all those nice lyrics of School Days now. Let's have the music, George, and let's sing it out.
The American Broadcasting Company.
School days, free,